Good evening, my mom, month of mom listeners. I'm just coming with a brief snippet to thank you all for your listening. I encourage more feedback. I'm in my special place. It is a weird day, however. I'm noticing that my background picks up a lot when I make my podcast out here. It's been a trying month of May, of course. My mom was blessed with a trip to Atlanta. I got to see her, restored a little bit of the dissonance that we currently have. And it was such a blessing and honor to share the born day of my niece, Alina Joyner, joining the world on Memorial Day. So a wonderful way to wrap up a holiday and just see the blessing that is, and that what makes us ultimately step into that maternal role. And to all my moms that aren't with your birth or maternal mother and have yet to unlock that maternal instinct that you have within yourself, just stay open to learning, to loving, and keep in mind your time is coming, and there are a multitude of ways for you to exercise and nurture and strengthen that parental instinct that you have within you. And it is definitely a blessing to share with the world. I was just sitting here reflecting on how many of my nieces and nephews I've brought into this world. I'm at 3 now. And this one was trying, and just to see a baby that I've raised finally bless over that threshold safely, healthy, into the world of motherhood, enjoying everything that she's carried for 9 months, was amazing, as always. And so with that, I'm going to keep this one very short and brief. It doesn't necessarily have a topic, just gratitude. Oftentimes, we don't remember to just be grateful. And so this podcast is to the many and plenty of moms to be, to mothers that have still yet to cross over and be blessed with such a humble experience, and to those new mommies out there that may question or doubt this path and they accept this responsibility over this little mini, just remember, the heart never lies and intuition will always guide the way when you want to be the best mom you can be to your little seed. So stay tuned. Anchor has provided a lot of growth and maturity for me. And I encourage you all to tell your story your way. You have your own wisdom pieces. Anchor is an excellent platform to explore and push yourself beyond the limits and restraints of self-doubt and procrastination, complacency. It allows me to just be who I want to be. No interruptions, no interferences. The internet is probably my biggest challenge, making sure that what I do and say is uploaded and can be shared with you when I make time to. You can schedule these. You can label them. They even have, I just noticed, they added a video component. I can't wait to play with that. Maybe I'll extend it out another month, or maybe I will say goodbye in 2 days and I will join you guys again next year. Whatever the case may be, just take this day to reflect, reserve yourself, do some self-care. That's where my comfy space is. It's my self-care. I came back home and I was very restless and I couldn't understand why. But just the comfortability of being around family and how much it indirectly heals a lot of those open wounds. Memorial Day is a very emotional one. My dad served in the military, and this was a day that was his contributory salutes to all his fallen soldiers before him. So to be able to give life and assist with giving life on this day and being a supportive big sister as my sister teetered with sanity, going insane, and just giving her all to bring forth what it that is, that precious gift called life. So stay tuned on the month of Mom. I'll be back. I'm going to try out the interview portion of Anchor, where you can simply phone in a friend and have a conversation. So stay tuned.